Blackstone presents Passion by Molly McAdams. This book is read by Savannah Peachwood and Tim Page.
Prologue. Adam. I stepped into the 24-hour diner, stare glossing over the bright neon signs that boasted the name Ampersand and completed the hipster vibe of the place before taking in the rest. The boards revealing their offered foods and the display case partially filled with pastries. The people standing behind the counter, not paying any attention to me as they gave directions to a group of people sitting in one of the booths. That was fine. I preferred it when people didn't notice me. Slipping my phone out of my pocket, I opened a new note and quickly tapped out the order as I walked up to the counter. The instant I held my phone out toward the man standing near the register, the air in the diner shifted. Grew thick. The man tensed and slowly looked over at me before glancing down at the screen. All hesitation and blatant fear that I could feel amplified and reaching over to me from the booth overflowing with people. The older woman behind the counter started stepping away, reaching behind her with shaking hands just as the guy bent in half with a groan that bordered on a cry. "Oh, God," he said loudly. "Oh, my God." Straightening, he held a hand to his chest and glared at me. "Jesus Christ, you scared the crap out of me. What is this?" He tossed the same hand toward my phone with his demand, but I just stood there waiting for him to take my order. The older woman stepped up beside him then, leaning closer and trying to glance at the screen. "What does it say?"
"I think it's in order," the guy said, voice accusing. "You couldn't have just said something?"
The woman hushed him. "Well, maybe he can't. Maybe he's deaf, Tucker." She looked at me then and yelled, "Is this what you want?" I sucked in a slow, deep breath to calm my racing heart and scratched at my temple as old panic and uneasiness flared inside me. I'd had to deal with this sort of thing more times than I cared to remember throughout my life, but it had been a long damn time since anyone reacted to me this way.
"Can you read lips?" she yelled and waved a hand at me. "Do you want this?"
"You guys are being so rude," one of the girls from the booth hissed as she came rushing up beside me, gently touching my arm to get my attention and offering me a reassuring smile that slipped away when I looked at her.
No fucking way.
That night from years ago ripped through my mind, freezing me in place. Everything about it and her still so vivid, even though it felt like a lifetime had passed. Her full lips slowly parted, and those unforgettable, mesmerizing
sample complete. Ready to continue?